advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
It's dumb. I turn my volume down and it doesn't give you the option to turn that volume down until you actually open it.
It's Facebook. Welcome to Facebook.
And that's Twitch.
Twitch. Welcome to Twitch.
How did you make that elaborate sound design over there? It sounded like bottles crashing. Of course, I wasn't paying attention.
The bell slippery. It fell out of my finger.
Oh, you didn't mean to do it.
No.
That was awesome. It sounded like you broke several bottles.
Maybe I'll leave it in there then.
I thought it sounded like you dropped his bell.
Well, maybe if you're not paying attention. Mm. I need to post that we're live.
Ring my bell.
Let's see.
So it's D-Day plus 3 right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
You get really excited when the math gets easy.
Yeah, it's like a very short window.
When it's actually D-Day.
A very short window where it's pretty nice.
Like on Thursday? It was yes.
It was the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
It was Prince's birthday too, right?
Day after.
Yeah, so did you celebrate?
Did I celebrate D-Day or Prince's birthday?
Prince's birthday.
I listen to a lot of Prince.
Is that what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Prince's D-Day.
I assumed you had a ritual.
No, I just listen to a lot of Prince.
Like you suck a lollipop and never bite it, make it the whole way through.
That's Sting, isn't it?
No. Why is Sting? That's tantric?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Prince is known for the lollipop. The is gay it? But not gay picture.
I don't know that picture.
It's hot.
What flavor is it?
Orange.
Huh. Orange bubbly.
I've gone bubbly crazy. Yeah, if it's fucking bad for you, I'm dying because I've had about 37 of these Dr. Peppers over here. No, I ordered like 3 variety packs. So I think between home and here, I probably have like 12 or 13 flavors.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't like to brag, but 12 or 13.
Dave kindly pointed out the tier system at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I opened the refrigerator. And looked at the flavors, and I picked watermelon.
Yeah, instantly.
You don't think about it.
No, you haven't tried it yet, though.
No, I haven't. I'll know I like it, though.
You got to finish your tea first.
Yeah.
I did not like raspberry or cranberry. Cranberry one was not that great.
Sure.
Yeah.
The cherry one's really good.
Cherry's super good.
I'm not too big on the mango.
Mango's okay.
On the mango.
Apple's good.
That sounds weird.
Pineapple's good, but with pizza.
No pizza.
And I do want to give some special thanks for some birthday loving that I got, but I'll do it at the end of the show.
I don't know if I can wait. Well, that's tantric alone.
That's right. You
got
to wait.
They've got some birthday loving and we have to wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be a short show. Cutting it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to start ringing the bell till you quit and tell your story. Surrender.
Techo winner.
Oh, yeah.
This week's Techo winner is none other than Chris Arrington.
Just because Dave likes Star Wars.
That's true. Dave picked you, Chris.
And honestly, Brent. You guys got overzealous with your swag. Some of you guys had great pictures, and we were like, Brad pointed out, they have enough shit. Like,
yeah, you got a lot of stuff.
You got fucking 5 bottles hanging from your beard, all the flavors.
Dope-ass hat, a value tech.
Yeah, someone like if you'd had hat pictures, with a mini on it.
Yeah, I'd have held up like pictures of things that you drew by hand.
Yeah.
And that would have been like, you don't have any, but
dreaming
you want
techo.
Right. Yeah, I've been
like, you made paper mache techo.
Yeah.
Food coloring and macaroni noodles.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
The texture's
plaster of Paris. Yeah, that'd bottles of techo. Yeah.
Or empty bottles of techo.
Or clay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, baked in a kiln.
Kiln.
Yeah. Kiln. Is it a kiln?
Kiln with an M.
No.
Is it kiln?
That's a kiln.
Kiln?
Yeah.
That sounds like something Brad would just do past tense for kill. That's a Brad word.
Yeah, he was
I heard that they were killing years ago.
That makes sense.
It does.
Start using that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
There's an upgrade to the alphabetical.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I didn't realize there was a noise associated. Yeah.
That slang's falling apart.
I did that.
That's Dave took that.
Dude, we started watching a
that
show
falling apart right now.
Jailbirds. Have you guys seen that? It's like life in a women's prison reality show, and they have all kinds of fucking slang like that. That girl's messy. What the fuck else? But shit like that, like falling apart, and it has all this fucking, and they fucking mail each other potato chips and like shit from their little commissary thing and notes, like love notes. They get a cup and scoop out the toilets because it's a vertical, like, I don't know, like 12 story prison. And so all the plumbing pipes run down the one wall so they can empty their toilet, and then they'll stick like a paper towel roll in there. And they'll be like, yo, what's up? Down the toilet to their to some girl, because the girls are on the floor below them. And so they've developed relationships by talking through the toilets. And then they'll be like, hey, I'm going to fish right now. And they take apart white t-shirts and make these fucking like old school movie ropes that would be out the window.
Yeah.
And then they tie
Rapunzel.
Like, they bend spoons and tie them up to make like these little grappling things. There is in this. And then they flush the toilets at the same time, so their spoons get tangled. And then they fucking, depend on who's going to receive whatever the contraband is, they fucking pull up or pull down and tie off the thing. And they'll send like fucking potato chips through the toilet. It's fucking gross.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. You should check out that show though.
That's desperation.
It's on Netflix too. So there's no, it's not like some shit you won't watch like Showbox. Jailbirds. Crazy. Check it out. Face tattoos and toilet fishing. Prison love. No?
Yes.
I'm watching it. I celebrate the entire collection.
I think I'll pass.
Nobody got killing yet, though, so you might not be into it.
Somebody got killing, or else there wouldn't be a prison for the people.
That's right. They're probably not talking to other people, though.
So it's all, it's an all women's prison, or there's men on one floor and women on another floor?
I think there's women on
one floor. Is there nudity?
It would be blurred if there was.
What kind of shit is that? It's
shower scenes?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. I'm only on like episode 3.
It's softcore porn.
I mean, there's nudity and a shower scene in the like very first episode of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, that's true.
Boy, and Game of Thrones.
Hot Don is in that one too.
Game of Thrones, there's a dude's dick and an ass.
Like in 30 seconds.
First
like episode. Opening credits.
Brad's all at 1326.
No, that's what made me actually, that's actually what made me not watch Game of Thrones. My buddy had it on. He was gay.
Right.
And he's watching it with some other friends, presumably gay. And they're watching it. No, they're probably gay.
Presumably. Say World War II.
World War II.
He got it. He's been practicing. Remember when he couldn't get that one day? He was like, fucking Helen Keller over there. He was all, wah, wah.
Why does it have to be Helen Keller? She talks about it.
That's how she says water.
Water?
Yeah. She can't hear me talking shit. It doesn't matter.
Somebody will tell her, though.
Awkward.
Isn't she dead?
I don't know.
Did she die?
Long. I think like a long time ago.
She died of hearing loss.
Yes.
Couldn't hear anymore.
Hot water killed her.
Yeah.
Why didn't she get China eyes? That's what I want to know. She
Because it's
up.
Not real, Brad.
I'm telling you.
It doesn't exist.
You're fucking up. When you go blind, we're not going to give them to you because you didn't believe in them.
I wouldn't have them.
It's like, Jesus, you're not going to heaven.
Yeah.
They're made in China. I don't even want them. They suck.
They're made in China.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they could not be. The procedure's in China. You could get like
assembled in the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Brent was assembled in the USA.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't even know where
I've made things awkward enough. We should continue.
Yeah. We are continuing.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is
a continuation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird when you're living it. It's different.
Yeah. We're already continuing.
It's continuing.
Mm-hmm.
Contingent. Astringent. Witch hazel.
What is witch hazel?
An astringent.
Would you do what with?
You put on your skin.
To what end?
I don't know. For zits or something to get rid of
oil? You make like homemade tattoo ink with it. Witch hazel.
Unless you put hair street midget in there.
Ah.
Then it turns into a potion.
Got it.
Then it's a love potion.
Yeah. Or you raise people from the dead.
Yeah. Depends on what else you put in there. Yeah. Ratios. It's really important.
Yeah. But yeah. Root of Ignacio.
Yeah.
That shit right there gets fucking strange.
So our topic, this one's for the Aussies.
Hmm.
Pine Gap.
Apparently, there's a whole TV show coming out for this. Like,
yeah, right, I kept now, thinking a movie and shit.
And I got to tell you, when I'm researching a topic,
it's got Suzanne Summers.
I fucking hate it when a show has just come out or is coming out with the same name as the thing.
Yeah, because you can't research anything.
Because it fucking floods Google. It's nothing but articles about the fucking TV show.
Yeah.
So, but Pine Gap is a facility in Australia.
Well, it's quotation marks, Australia.
Right. The facility is famous for, there's the facility and then under the facility is, or it's the facility. And then on top of the facility is cooked ham. And then on top of that, they melt cheese.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's almost like, it's just a nice breakfast sandwich.
Cause it's right next to Alice Springs.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You never had Alice Springs chicken?
Yeah. No.
I'll put my pine in her gap.
Chicken with ham and cheese on top of it.
Alice Springs chicken. You know Alice Springs chicken.
I don't want to be on the show.
You ain't know Alice Springs chicken.
I went out. Where's the door?
That's what I say to my breakfast jack in the morning. You ain't know Alice Springs chicken.
Oh,
breakfast jack?
Is that just a brand of chicken?
No, it's at Outback, mate.
Oh.
That's not even Australian.
No, I get Drover's platter, Dover's platter, whatever that one is.
What's that?
It's like a half rack of ribs, chicken breast. On top of fries.
Are their ribs good?
I never go. Ribs.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never go.
I mean, they're not bad if you like white people ribs.
I had white people ribs yesterday. Yeah. They're good, though.
Yeah.
They're good.
I have a $25 gift card to Outback that I've had for like 2 years now.
I'll take it.
I should give it to you.
You go to Chili's? Spicy Ranch. Yeah, I like Chili's.
I'll bring you
he's going to get all the gift cards because it really goes.
I have a $25 gift card. One of my students from one of my online classes who I've never even met came up and thanked me for an amazing class and gave me a gift card to Chili's.
Like, bitch, I'm vegan.
I'm like, I don't.
They don't have an option.
What are you going to do? He can get drinks.
Well, A, they're clear the fuck across town and I'm not going there. And B, I did search their vegan option and it's like steamed broccoli or guacamole. like it's one of those recipes where it's like, wow, God
damn. You can't even eat the tortilla chips.
Like French fries. No, French fries, tortilla chips, guacamole, like one or two.
They've got pretzel bites, which, you can't have the cheese though. Exactly. Oh, God, you can't even eat that.
No, I legit thought about, the next time I'm across town, I'll just go in there and get $25 worth of guacamole.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah.
Just
you could get a salad.
Guacamole.
Like that. Yeah. You know, you could get a salad.
I'm not driving 25 minutes fucking sit in a restaurant and eat a salad.
For a free salad. Try our pick the pepperoni off pizza.
It's not that far from
me. It's vegetarian.
Yeah. It's right down the road from me.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'll hook you up.
I got it.
Yeah. So Pine Gap is the name for what is officially said to be a U.S. satellite surveillance base. In Australia, it's 11 miles southwest of Alice Springs, in the center of Australia, and it's officially operated by both Australia and the United States.
Well, the name that kind of threw me off was that it's the Joint Defense Space Research Facility, and I was like,
"Joint
what are they defending
Space
from?"
Facility.
Like it's the Defense Space Research. Like,
well, because one of their main things is the So originally it was built in the 1960s, if I remember right, to
66 or 67
to
my favorite year of Volkswagen Bugs.
It's my favorite year of Thunderbirds, a white rad ride, 66, 67.
And Chevelles.
So glam. It's absurd. Yeah. I'm going to put her in the back seat and drive her to Tennessee.
It's my favorite sex move with a short chick. You can't quite make 69.
The 66.
It's awkward. You just have to keep taking turns.
The 66 Thunderbird.
So
she's got to fly upstream.
Yeah.
But the original point was they're tracking ballistic missiles. They're tracking enemy satellites. So they're tracking shit in space because the corridor,
from space, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. The corridor that it's in is where all the geosynchronous spy sats, everything for all of Russia and Central Asia are going to go directly over Pine Gap.
So it's like a pivotal place. We need it. Cause if somebody else has it,
it's also everybody's nuke target now.
Yeah.
Because now that this is coming out, we're helping perpetuate it. It's like
Kim Jong-il. He listens to this podcast.
He does.
Huge fan. He messaged me on Instagram.
Yeah. And if you look at the photos of it, you just see a couple of buildings and then just giant domes. And those domes are just, I forget what they call them. Funky name, but there's
they're satellites. Yeah, they're satellites inside of them,
right?
And they protect the satellites, So if you see those giant,
it's supposed to be one to keep like dust and particulate matter out of the equipment because it's super sensitive equipment. But the other thing is so that it can't show the position that the satellite dish is actually facing. So they can't figure out what they're looking at.
Right.
But then there's like stories about like laser beams shooting out of them up to like flying saucers.
Plenty of crazy
portals opening.
So it's partly run by the CIA, the National Security Agency, and the U.S. National Reconnaissance Office. From the U.S. and it's allegedly a direct part of the Echelon program, which lets them spy on everything.
And we did cell Echelon, phones,
email.
We talked about Echelon in episode. Search for it,
And in the Snowden episode, this comes up a lot.
Search for that one too. Up a lot in Snowden. And it's got multiple names. They call it the JTFPG for Joint Defense Facility Pine Gap, Joint Defense Space Research Facility Pine Gap, Rainfall. Just got tons of different names. 38 radomes. That's the name of the things that cover the satellites. 38 radomes protecting radio dishes. 800 employees. And did you?
I heard as high as 1,800 employees. I saw 1,000.
It's been up and down.
Yeah, it's like been up and down. Yeah. I think it's 800 American employees and 1,000 Australian employees.
So, yeah, so 1,800 makes sense.
Did you see the thing about gardeners?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like all outside, I was thinking like, oh man, is that some weird Men in Black shit? Like, if you search the census and found everyone that identified their occupation as a gardener, and then cross-reference that with like education to find out that like. Oh, this guy's a physicist.
Right.
Like, he's not a gardener. This guy works for the government. Right. Like, could you find some uncovered
secret
thing?
It's like the number one, like when you're applying for an apartment, like in Alice Springs, and you need to put down your job, like a lot of people from Pine Gap say, I work at Pine Gap, but I'm just a gardener.
Yeah.
And then, so there's like a shit ton of gardeners in Alice Springs for a fucking facility that looks like it has one ring of trees and nothing but dirt.
That's why, last week we talked about like at any given time is like Tom Cruise saving the world, like the whole fucking, like while we're watching Netflix, is some fucking bomb being diffused and we don't know that the world is about to end.
Right.
But at the same time, are there like classified listings that are full of like, I'm a gardener looking for. And they're like,
it's the
hedges.
Indeed. It's the Indeed for like government agencies.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah. So I'm a guard. Like, what are you, if you're a hitman, it's fucking called something else. Like
yeah,
you're
exactly. Fucking,
yeah.
You're the butcher.
Shit is there like
You're a butcher.
I'm sure there's I'm sure there's a shit ton of it right now on Craigslist.
I'll lose my mind. I'm not going to look. Craigslist I'll start highlighting really the fuck out of shit.
Nobody uses Craigslist.
Craigslist has died a death right now, though. When you get on there, there's like nothing in Bakersfield. Yeah. Facebook Marketplace,
there's
check it
some
out.
Some stuff, but it's like usually you're dealing with an old person.
Well, I'm not talking about for selling things. I'm talking about the other
functions, the services. Like the,
you know, the we met on the train last night.
Oh, I missed those. I forgot about that.
I need to read some of those.
What was it called?
Yeah,
chance encounters or something.
I promise you, there's some spy shit going on through the chance encounters,
plutonic encounters, and then there's and then there's the fucking.
I think it's called chance encounters. That sounds too fancy for Craigslist.
I can find out right now.
It was funny though. They'd be like, "I saw you at the Alpha Beta. Yeah. You were wearing a green, a Green Bay Packers jacket."
Well, Craigslist,
you had a face tattoo and you looked over at me.
I think Craigslist fucked up because they never. They never updated. Right. They never made it streamlined. They never made it look better.
They don't have employees. They don't you know, like it's that's like that thing. Like
they pulled an AOL. AOL should have ruled the world and they did not.
Well, but I mean, Reddit is in a similar place. They don't have very many employees and they have like a very small budget.
Craigslist made it.
They kind of keep it going and got a nice app out.
Yeah. Craigslist made it where relevant. I think somebody else made the app though, is the thing. Like it's like not. It's not
out of necessity. Well, there's a bunch of Craigslist apps, but everyone else made them.
Yeah, exactly. So, what is it? Missed connections.
There you go.
It is. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'll go in there right now. See what we got going on. Dentist.
So,
Hombre Maduro busca hombre joven. I don't know what that is.
See, you just said some spy shit, and now somebody just got assassinated.
Looking for a fun local CD or T girl.
Oh. That's not misconnections. Misconnections is when like you saw someone.
I know.
And
I
thought you had a connection.
That's the problem. These people don't understand. I don't know.
Like someone was on the get bus. But
mind blowing massages anyone.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, there's no that's code there.
Stuff. Yeah, no.
Chub looking for top.
That's it's not missed connections.
This is in missed connections.
Well, his chub is missing a connection at the moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Fat guy wants to get
in search of muscular female. That's, you know, need of a BJ.
It's straight up says that.
Where are you, BJ? Looking for BJ. It would be great to have you again. I missed you.
It's Brandon Jones.
Yeah.
It's not what you think.
Brandon Johnson.
It's legal. So Pine Gap, at some point in the 2000s, acquired a foreign sat ComSat, which is a foreign satellite and communication satellite interception function. And this is some of the stuff that leads to...
I need to know the lingo.
Yeah, exactly. It's some of the stuff that leads to the big government... look like the big data collection, a lot of people point at Pine Gap,
right?
Because it's originally it was just tracking satellites, watching ballistic, like if there's a ballistic missile test in North Korea or in Iran or in Afghanistan, or if fucking whoever tries to do a ballistic missile, odds are we only know about it because of Pine Gap,
right?
But now they've upped their game, and supposedly like a third of the globe's like cell phone transmissions and emails and everything run through Pine Gap. And
that's where the dick pics all come from.
Exactly.
And whatnot, you know,
and a lot of the stuff that I read said that Pine Gap might very well be the single most important intelligence gathering facility for the United States.
I read that as well
for the United States.
That's why Australia doesn't like it.
But it's also why Australia fucking loves it.
Well,
because if the United States, who has like the biggest defense budget in the world, is sharing this ridiculously high-tech facility with Australia, who doesn't have that kind of a budget.
Sort of, though.
Sort of.
They're not allowed in every room.
Right.
And now there's some concern that Australia is like thinking like, oh, what? They're spying on us because there's like rooms or something,
well,
or areas they can't go in.
Fuck yeah,
let me say something
to us. Everybody's spying on everybody.
Let me say something to the Australians who think that Pine Gap might be spying on them. Pine Gap is spying on you.
Yeah.
Like, don't be a fucking idiot. Yes. Guess what? Pine Gap is spying on us.
Right.
Unless it's out of range and we have something better in the U.S. spying on me.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're being spied on by your government and our government and Kim Jong-un and everybody else.
Yeah. China is spying on you.
Yeah, exactly.
They know exactly what
you're doing. You know who else is spying on you? Fucking AT&T and fucking Comcast. Yes. So fucking get over it. All your shit's out there. Everybody's looking. Yeah. So.
Wombats looking through your windows.
Fuck yeah.
Mini wombats.
Red kangaroos.
Yep. Oh yeah. The great red roux.
Red roux.
Yep.
They're spying on you, Australians.
Yeah. So, like I said, it started in 1966. They started building it. It became operational in 1970. It was pure Cold War missile.
It started to watch Russian missiles launches. Yeah.
Now they're obviously interested in North Korea. They're obviously interested, like all the stuff in the Middle East, that's where they're doing it. Apparently a lot of drone strikes are controlled from Pine Gap.
That's the biggest concern for people, like is the morality thing. Cause drone strikes, like it fucking sucks. Like I was looking at it, only 50% of drone strikes hit their target. And of that 50%, 2% represent some evil fucking like person they were actually after. 15% of that 50% is civilian population, and the rest of it just is fucking, it hits, but like they didn't get the guy and it blew up some fucking building. Super inaccurate. So there's all this blood on their hands, and the problem happens is
not on their hands.
Well, drone. Australia tries to say we provided the information. What was done with that information is up to the United States. All they said was, this is the information we found. We hand it off, and what you do with that is you. So if you end up killing a bunch of innocent kids, not bad. We were just telling you this is what the information says, and you deduced what you deduced.
That sounds like some passive aggressive bullshit.
Yeah, that does sound like
that's like something Canadians would do.
Yeah, not Australians.
I think Australians are like the Canadians from the land down under.
Are they?
I think so.
That's kind of confusing.
Are they?
I don't think they're polite though. Canadians are polite. Australians.
Canadians are from the land up over.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like the upside down Canada though. You know what I mean? They're almost the opposite, but they're still like very passive aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, like they don't want to harm anybody. They don't want to help join any wars. They want to stay neutral.
But they're not polite. You know? They're hostile.
They're not polite. They're a little hostile.
They don't have maple syrup. Yeah. They don't have maple syrup.
Beer. Yeah. They drink Foster's.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of Outbacks there. It's like our McDonald's here, but it's Outbacks there.
But they both have kangaroos.
They both do have kangaroos. Yeah.
They're just white in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're white roos.
Yeah.
Not like Yetis. It's just a different version.
Yeah.
Like here we say you fuck like rabbits. They right. both Canada and Australia. You're fucking like a roux.
Right. Yeah. Or you just say you're fucking like an Aussie.
Or you're fucking a roux.
Yeah.
Yeah. One or the other.
Which is what that means.
Why are you fucking a roux? Like an
Aussie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that's a song.
Fucking like a roux.
Fucking like an Aussie.
Oh.
No, fucking like a roux is way better.
Fucking like a roux.
Yeah. Fucking like a roux. Fucking like a roux. Yeah. Work. Yeah.
Someone saying
rolls off the tongue.
It does. Yeah. Just like the roux.
Yeah. It's by the band Aussie, though.
By the band
Aussie. Yeah. Yeah.
No. No. Not by Aussies.
So recent things that were discovered from Pine Gap, an investigation published by ABC. Not our ABC, their ABC.
DFG.
Yeah. In collaboration with a newspaper called The Intercept, they have a bunch more information about new functions that are going on there. They got classified documents, and they say that the NSA's Menwith Hill base, which I've never heard of in England, is sort of a counterpart to Pine Gap, and it's a joint listening post between
England,
the United States and the UK that monitors Europe.
He's just infiltrated everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
They also have a giant like hexagonal array of antennas on the coast or something that like they discovered through satellite images. Like, what is this giant fucking shape? And it was like roads leading to this antenna array that communicates to our submarines or something. Hmm. So I'm telling you, like Australia, if they blow up Australia first, I know it's beneficial to have like the US on your side, but maybe not. Like it might strike there first. Like to blow them up because like our nuclear sub communications are there. All that fucking intelligence is coming from there.
I wonder how many people know it's there.
Everyone. Like we're literally talking about it on a show for fun.
Then
like,
why haven't
there's a show called Pine Gap now right. coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah. But why haven't they targeted nuclear missiles towards that?
Like, they might be.
Can
North Korea hit Australia?
I don't think North
like
Korea
we're worried about North Korea hitting America, like land base. Can they hit Australia?
I don't know. Supposedly they can hit Japan.
I think potatoes just fall out of that missile when it hits.
Yeah, but Japan's way far away.
They don't have potatoes.
Dirt and potatoes.
Yeah.
I mean, Japan's pretty much off the coast of Hawaii right there.
If North Korea shoots a missile, it's just a cardboard cutout. It's like it represents itself as a missile. It's deceiving. And then a picture of a mushroom cloud comes out. It's like a fake one, like a confetti one.
It's been like
fireworks just go off like a fountain, like the best fountain you can buy on the 4th of July.
Like a fondue fountain.
Yeah.
Chocolate. It's like a
chocolate
fountain. It's a chocolate fondue fountain.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So, but these documents that got revealed are that they had a satellite called M7600 or a program called M7600 in 2005 where Pine Gap, I wasn't clear, they either launched or they either launched and now control or they simply control two spy satellites that watch all of Africa and the Eurasian landmass. And then a second wave called M8300 is a four satellite constellation that covers the former Soviet Union, China, South Asia, East Asia, the Middle East, Eastern Europe, and the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, we got it covered.
So six satellites that communicate only with Pine Gap cover everything but the Americas.
Yeah.
Basically.
There's a small Russian podcast Jesus somewhere Christ. Talking about six satellites that cover like Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Vancouver, Texas. Yeah. Brazil.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
those other satellites exist watching us.
Yeah.
Like for sure.
And again, that's what Pine Gap also does, that whole ComSat Signet thing. They're watching, they're listening to the signals that are coming down from the spy satellites. So the enemy or the, other nationalities or whatever, the other country spy sats, we are listening to what they're sending down because Pine Gap can pick up the signals. Now it's just a matter of cryptanalysis and can we break the code?
What'd you call me?
That's being said. A code?
No. Call me something anal.
Krypton Allen's ass.
Krypton analyst.
Yeah.
There's a Krypton Allen's ass.
There's a Krypton Allen's ass.
There's a Krypton in Allen's ass.
We all know that.
Damn, a bunch of dead babies.
Smells like something died up there.
Bunch of dead babies.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how many loads were blown up in Allen's ass?
It's a lot of dead babies.
Yeah, dead whole baby milkshakes.
Yeah.
That's where sperm goes to die.
Yeah.
Unless you felt it out.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do they have, is there like a crypt for like veterans sperm? You know what I mean? So like they're kind of veterans. You know what I mean? Like they have a special.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not following this.
Yeah, like we have a special veteran cemetery.
Okay.
Like we have a special, you know.
Like that frozen semen and they keep that?
No, no, I'm just saying, is there like Alan's ass is where regular sperm goes to die. You know, regular sperm.
But if he got fucked by like an active wartime.
Yeah, like, well, I'm just saying like a veteran. Like say if Jeff Adamek fucked him. Mm-hmm. And he's a veteran, war veteran. Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, he's got two different pockets in there.
Yeah, so one's like a special.
Yeah.
Special yeah. place for he veteran.
He just shifts to the left or right to make sure that the deposit goes in the right pocket.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
He's talented.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Snowden made tons of claims about Pine Gap, and I vaguely remember talking about this on the Snowden episode. I encourage you to go back and listen to it.
I don't
and
remember it.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Don't say that.
Don't encourage me to correct you if you're wrong. Yeah.
We don't encourage people and they still do it.
That's right.
So
we're absolutely wrong for the record.
Yeah.
But they say that it's part of the Snowden says that it's one of the key places to the constant echelon world monitoring of citizens, echelon. Like we couldn't do it to the degree that we do it if it wasn't for the equipment that's in Pine Gap.
Yeah.
Which almost seems like there should be more. It seems like
that's a small amount of equipment.
A small amount of people and equipment to do that much heavy lifting.
Yeah.
There might be 60 stories underground or something.
That's true. But if there's only 1800 employees, that's just impressive. I mean, that's impressive automation.
Maybe they really are just gardeners.
But then again, I guess their real job is just to intercept the signals.
Well, computers—they're
going to be intercepting the signals and sending all those signals back to Langley and the NSA and the CIA. Like Edward Snowden wasn't in Pine Gap; he was sitting in fucking Maryland.
Yeah,
he was like
decrypting shit from Pine Gap.
Yeah.
So
I think like fucking Facebook and shit has already been infiltrated to where they're just all the information that's going on there, any typing that's going on there, like it's all going to a database.
You know, there's like taps on the fucking crazy. Yeah. Cables that go under the fucking ocean.
Yeah.
I think keep finding fucking taps on there.
It's like Facebook, like the development of Facebook is like the best way to keep tabs on what Americans are doing.
For sure.
Because some dumbass is going to go out and buy a gun. Who's not supposed to have a gun. And he posted on there.
Knocking on people's door. Cause they said some shit about Hillary or something. Yep. They knock on their fucking door.
Fucking it happens.
She was running.
Yeah.
Was crazy.
It happens. Yeah. They're going to blow up the White House or something. And then all of a sudden.
Like I've said on the show before, like I resisted Facebook for years and years and years. And
for good
like
cause, yeah.
at the heart of it, I was like, I can see where that's a fun isn't the right word, I guess, a distracting platform or
it's a way to connect with
old friends and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to deal with it because I didn't like Facebook's ability to always know where I am, what I'm doing, whatever. Yeah. But eventually
your phone does that anyway.
I reached a point where my phone does that anyway. And B, like the thing is, I was like, I don't want to go to a party, take a picture, post a photo. And now everybody on Facebook knows I'm at this party.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm not going to have it. But now some other fucking ass heel is going to take a picture of the fucking seven layer dip. Yeah. And I'm going to be in the background. And then Facebook is going to say, is this your friend Dave? And you're going to be like, yep, post. And then everybody's going to be like, hey, he's over at so-and-so's house right now.
Or not. You know, they're just going to see you.
Right.
You know, like they'll see, oh, there's Dave.
Yeah.
I'm going to invent like an amulet of invisibility that you wear around your neck. And it just blurs out your face and location.
That'd be cool. Maybe that's what Bigfoot has.
Well, that's pants. Definitely what he has.
Yeah.
So now he's got pants and a necklace.
He's running out of different hurts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
pants and a necklace.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Fucking Debo, is he?
But you should call it a cloak of elven kind.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I'll take that into consideration.
Yes.
It's on the list.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, but what else is on the list? What else is on the list? You had to read the list off.
That's the list.
If that's it, fucking that sounded good.
I'm giving up the list. I want people to come up with what they think are original ideas. I don't want to spin off my list.
Oh, original idea. But there's also boots of the elven kind.
Well, I don't even want it then. You can have it back now.
That's bad. You already have.
That's some Dungeons and Dragons shit right there.
That's Gygaxian.
Gygaxian.
Yeah.
What did I say about that? Some guy's Gaxian.
Some guy.
Gaxian on a dick. I don't.
So that's the straight dope on Pine Gap. Mm-hmm. Like that's what's known.
Yeah.
That and it's not like that's not enough. Like that's massive, right?
Yeah.
And I guess we have to have it there because that's the location where it needs to be. So you have to keep allies.
The location is what, if it needed to be somewhere else, it would be somewhere else.
Right. But it has to be right where it is.
Yep.
And apparently it's not near the coast. So they're not worried about subs or whatever. It's hard to get there.
Yeah. You gotta travel through a lot of bush.
Right. A lot of
Australian bush.
You gotta plow through it.
You gotta plow through it.
A lot of 70s bush.
Smash over it.
Dense 70s bush. Yeah. Yeah.
Just smash it.
There is, and I'm sure Aussies out there probably know the controversy more than we do, but there are controversies about its presence. A, like we said, they're worried that they're being spied on. Fucking, spoiler alert.
They call it controversy, though.
Yeah.
It's why would you think you're not?
Exactly.
I don't understand. Are they?
Yeah. Well, my suspicion is, and I didn't read this, my suspicion is they were probably made promises that Pine Gap is not going to be used against you.
That right there is saying,
I don't think they were made any promises at all.
Right.
You mean government to government?
Yeah.
Even with us, like we were told for years, we have this intelligence operation, but we're not spying on American citizens.
Bullshit.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you are.
I don't think they told anyone anything in 1966. They just...
Well, in 1966, they weren't spying on. Yeah. I don't think they were spying on Australia.
Well, because it was just for, they were watching for nuclear launches. Yeah, they were watching.
Well, like you said, it's mutually beneficial. I watched a politician talking about it, like an Australian politician, saying that it would easily, if they lost the access to Pine Gap, like they didn't have those resources, those shared resources, their defense budget would be like doubled or tripled.
Oh, for sure.
To try to do what they're for able to do because they have that shared resource.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure cuts it down. I'm sure we take on most of the load, the money load.
And we probably provide most of the tech load as well.
Oh, for sure.
Like all the crazy satellites, all the fucking shit that's installed there.
Yeah.
That's probably
all the software that they get from China.
Right.
Yeah. They install it on the machines there.
Cause in Australia,
the small of Americans back,
like an Australian,
that's where most of the load goes.
Spy dish is just a bunch of fucking Foster's cans hammered together. Yeah. Like, connected to an old speaking spell. So they really need like our satellite expertise, America has two exports, popular culture and the military.
Yeah.
So like that's what you're getting if we're moving into your neighborhood.
High fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
No one wants that shit. They probably don't take that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
It's so tasty.
And aspirin that's been tainted with AIDS, apparently. You guys can have that too.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't remember that?
No.
When Bayer found out that their fucking all their aspirin was contaminated with AIDS virus and we fucking shipped it to Europe and they kept selling it.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, how many people ended up with AIDS after that?
No one probably ever, because it doesn't exist. But,
that's true.
Yeah, like Australia.
Right.
This is a conspiracy in a conspiracy. It's like the Turduncan of conspiracies.
It is.
The more, like
allegedly,
the more,
there's a UFO base in a place that allegedly may or may not exist.
Yeah.
Allegedly, there's a spy satellite base in a country that does or does not exist. Mm-hmm. And that spy satellite base allegedly is also a UFO base. Mm-hmm. So you're going three layers.
Oh. Like a three-layer dip.
Yeah.
Like the Kanga pouch of Pine Gap.
Exactly.
It's deep.
Yeah. I was going to say, the more and more I listen to like hip hop, like, new shit comes out, whatever. Like a lot of fucking hip hop guys now are conspiracy theorists. Like they're not outright saying it, like B.O.B. coming out saying, oh, flat earth, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, if you listen to verses and you listen to like shit they're saying, you're like, oh, this motherfucker, like there's a song, and it talks about Eazy-E getting AIDS because of money.
Right.
Like it's, not saying like it's a real thing. It's a money thing. It was a money thing. And they killed him basically. And I was like, oh, that's fucking crazy. Like they have these conspiracy theorists, in hip hop.
Right.
And it's like, it's big now. Like it's getting bigger.
Well, Michael Franti and Spearhead did a little bit of that, like even back in the late 90s.
Yeah.
They would kind of weave a lot of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's gotten more.
And it was more about like social activism and so forth. But yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten more prominent now, though. Yeah, it's really.
Plus, with the Black Illuminati up. And all that shit is going on there and fucking Nipsey Hussle and. Like it's all in there.
That Nipsey thing was weird because I heard he was doing that documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, if I get killed, it's these people.
Right.
And then he fucking 2 weeks later gets killed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, so it's like, is that real or not? Right. I don't know. Like fucking, it's crazy though.
Although it would be cool. Like if you just had a bad feeling one day like, you know, go public and say, if I die, it's because of this motherfucker right here.
Yeah.
And like list someone you really
hate. Pretty soon, yeah.
And then if you do, you know, if I die in the next month, it's this motherfucker right here. Yeah. And then if you happen to die in that month, you've just like ruined
that's some Nostradamus shit, like, you know, cool. Like
we should do that.
A bunch of different things.
Just if you have a bad feeling.
Well, we've already predicted stuff on the show. You know what I mean? We've done stuff.
Did we do Nostradamus?
Yeah, we have.
Did we?
Yeah. Because like I was calling him Nosferatu.
Maybe. I mean, you would call him that.
Yeah, you would call him that.
Anyway, so whether we did or didn't, it could have happened.
Just pretend we called him Nosferatu.
Do we have to? Let me look, I guess.
I don't
Are you looking it up?
I was going to look it, but you got it.
So, but then, so that's the, like I said, that's the straight dope on what's supposed to be happening there.
I don't think we did it.
But the,
let me check
but if we did, he predicted.
How do you spell Nosferatu?
N-O-S-T-R-A.
Should have actually spelled Nosferatu.
D-A-M-U-S.
I got it. D-A-M-U-S. Yeah, it's pretty much. No.
I didn't think we did.
Edgar Casey.
Yep.
Baba Vanga.
Yep.
And then Shinriko, for whatever reason, comes up in that
search. Well, of course
search.
It would.
But we did not do it.
No.
Because he can butt levitate.
I think we talked about him, maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. How do you not?
You know what? Probably in the Baba Vanga, the Nostradamus came up a lot, probably. Yeah. And Edgar Casey. Yeah. So,
but the crazy shit starts to show up with the UFO sightings because the place is also called the Australian Area 51, which Area 51 isn't said to be a spy satellite, whatever. It's said to be where they're back engineering alien technology.
Yeah.
And they claim that similar things are happening at Pine Gap. Apparently there's a lot of strange viewings, lights in the sky, all the kind of shit that you would expect in the American high desert where all the secret bases are, where people see Skywalker or Skinwalker Ranch.
But if you've watched SpaceX launch satellites and shit, that shit looks like fucking some alien fucking shit. Yeah. Up in the sky. You saw it one night.
Yeah, we had that.
Yeah.
I thought we were like seriously seeing a UFO.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
Yeah. Whatever booster the rocket. Lights, like it hung in the sky for fucking ever. It looked like it went up, down,
moved
like
around,
weird
yeah.
colors. Like
crazy colors.
So, but.
So they could be seeing satellite launches or something.
For sure.
I don't know. I don't think they launch satellites out of there, though.
One of the big things that happens is there were multiple experiences where people saw a camouflaged door.
Oh, it's like the Predator door.
Yeah, like opened out of the ground.
Yeah, so in 1989, at about 4:30 a.m., late December, three hunters that were out in the outback noticed a door suddenly open, like on the hillside in front of them that wasn't there a second ago.
I couldn't tell if it was from the ground or from the hillside. Like, did the hatch...
The things that I read made it sound like it was the side of a hill.
I mean, were these guys sober? That's the first question. They're Australian hunters. They're hunting
of
fucking wallabies.
They're not sober, yeah.
They're hunting fucking dingoes.
What would
out
you
there.
Possibly see that all three of you would mistake for what's about to be said? Like,
yeah, so they say a door opened where a door didn't exist before. Mm-hmm. So some kind of Uber.
How did they know?
It's
it
not
didn't
like
exist?
They. It's not like it was just I like oh, it had good camouflage on it. It was like oh fuck, there's a door there. Like right. That was
so
not
it's like
there.
Interdimensional. Like that shit wasn't or, there.
I mean, but realistically, it could. It's just fucking good camouflage.
Yeah, like
that's the whole point of
giant
camouflage.
Ghillie suit door.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's Predator's home.
Right. So it busts open, and then from behind the door, massive door. It's not like a little door.
Yeah.
It's like a hanger door. Yeah. So a huge metallic gray disc.
Well, everything's bigger in Australia.
That's true. That's what they say.
Except penises.
Yeah, no. For sure. The gray metal disc. Flies out, no sound, hovers for a moment over Pine Gap, over the base. It like leaves the doors, goes and hovers over Pine Gap. And then it shoots upwards into the sky. It's gone. The camouflage door slides back in place as if it was never there. And they go to a UFO researcher named John Lear, who ends up doing an exploration in his
final... Learjet's John Lear.
Oh, is it really?
Well, John Lear. I think that's Learjet's. I'm pretty sure
it has
that.
To be. A,
so yeah, his,
it has to be more than one.
His final discussion of all the events of this particular occurrence were that they were, as witnesses, they were reliable but reluctant to discuss what they saw. He thought that they
Why did they go to him then? They went to him.
but he was reluctant to talk about it. He said that it came off as if all their stories were too consistent to have been made up. The stuff that they said was all legit, but that they were holding back.
Hmm.
Like there was some shit that all of them thought was so crazy.
So the anal probing.
They didn't even want to talk about
it. Yeah, the anal probing.
Like there's a certain point. Yeah,
exactly. I just looked up John Lear, and the first things that come up is like Coast to Coast. So like right away, some UFO shit. But then John Lear's removed from Wikipedia July 16, 2007. Like there's some above top secret shit where they pulled him off of Wikipedia.
I'll be damned. So, but that guy said these guys are reliable witnesses, but that they were holding back on the story and that he thinks that there were, that more things occurred that the hunters were reluctant to discuss.
It's the anal.
Which that does happen in UFO research. There'll be people who are like when a story comes together, they'll be like, but there's something missing here and they weren't telling us everything.
Yeah.
So there's either that one thing that was humiliating or harmful or so fucking gonzo. It's like, look, I'll talk about the door. I'll talk about the disc.
Yeah.
But when fucking like the claymation King Zargon came up from the interdimensional portal and started pissing flowers, like I'll keep that.
Or there,
no one's going to fucking
or they were doing
me.
Butt stuff in the desert.
Exactly.
And then they're like,
so
whoa,
they left the butt
why were you guys
out
there again? Hunting with no guns?
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, you know what?
It's butt hunting. It's
what were you hunting?
You don't understand.
You do it with
what
our bare hands.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
But that was one incident that was reported from Pine Gap. Another one was a couple years before that in 1980. Again, same area. And this one was involving police officers. So there's cops in the area that are investigating a missing child case. They're near the Pine Gap facility, and all of a sudden they saw a door that wasn't there before slide open on the side of the hill. They watched an object that was bathtub shaped fly out of the doorway.
I think multiple bathtubs. That's what I read.
Like, several objects. Yeah. Several objects that were bathtub shaped. And then
strange description.
It's just like a futuristic HGTV warehouse.
Yeah.
Just flying out.
Pretty much
delivering bathtubs.
And then several subway tiles.
Yeah.
And a pile of shiplap.
It said that they silently flew towards the base.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if this is the one. So they leave the doorway, they go towards
the
base. I
mean, the desert is an open concept, really, if you think about it.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
Right.
You don't have to take out any walls.
And then they all just sort of flew off.
Hmm.
So cops, who obviously have something.
Is that the one where they flew into a... I thought one of them, they flew into a fucking black hole in the side of the mountain. That was the door.
No, they leave a camouflage door. They fly over to the base and then they fly into
a Roger Rabbit fucking portal.
Yeah. A Roger Rabbit black hole appears on the side of the hill and they fly into it like in a different hill, different location.
Hmm.
So
what year is this?
This is in 1980.
They didn't have that technology.
So
1980.
These two are interesting to me because it looked like I didn't do a super deep dig, but it looked like there was a lot of similarity and it looked like they weren't publicized until years later. So those two stories that have similar, you know, circumstances, but they weren't published. It's pre-internet. That's kind of interesting to me.
Bathtub shape. I've never heard that one. I've heard cigar shaped.
I could see it being something like that. Bells.
Maybe
if it's an upside down bell.
Maybe bathtubs are different in Australia.
Maybe they're upside down. They got to spin backwards.
Yeah. They got upside down bathtubs.
Yeah.
They call them willy buckets.
That's exactly what they call
willy buckets.
Yeah.
I'm not getting into that willy bucket.
You got to wash your willy.
Yeah.
It's dirty.
Just sitting in your ass water.
So those two are interesting to me, and it starts to establish a precedent of... You know, if I read something from 6 months ago and it's like, yeah, camouflage door and then some shit flew, I'm like, okay, yeah, done. They did that in 1980.
Yeah.
But from 80 to 89, there were no other, you know, occurrences of that happening. Of course, yes, it is possible. Obviously, since they're from the same area, those cops might have heard the story from the drunk hunters, but it seems like it would have been the other way around. The cops would have seen it and reluctantly said something, and then the hunters would have had it in their skull.
Yeah.
But for the cops to be the... Because, you know, the cops have nothing good's going to come of the cops to go
saying
back.
That they
unless
saw
they had just
shit.
Finished doing
fucking
something
look
worse.
What we saw. Yeah.
They're also doing butt stuff.
Yeah.
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 It's like the
with the missing child.
It's the Australian gay bar out there. out there fucking each other.
They just call it the camouflage door.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody had a huge dick. It was shaped like a bathtub.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Or they felt dirty after what they did. And it was like Freudian
subliminal.
Slip.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Bathtub shaped.
What did I come in? Yeah. Bathtubs. We just saw lots of bathtubs.
Lots of them. So many bathtubs.
Went a black
Everything
hole.
Was so dirty. Yeah. One bathtub couldn't possibly get it clean.
Yeah. Went right in the hole. those Roger Rabbit holes make anal easy.
A black hole appeared. Yeah.
Roger Rabbit anal holes.
So in 1973, a government cartographer was outside of Pine Gap doing work. And shortly after midnight, he saw the website I read it on used a phrase that I think I have to use.
Okay.
An intense vertical shaft.
See?
Everything is just leading back to one thing.
An intense vertical shaft. Yeah. That's how I refer to it in the morning.
Morning wood.
An intense vertical shaft of blue light.
That's when you're camping and get morning wood.
Yeah.
It's intense.
You're elevated.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get
a
vertical shaft in front.
Fuck yeah. Shit hurts.
So this guy, cartographer, works for the government. So he's out cartographing, I suppose. I guess it would explain.
Is this in the same area? Because we need to know if it's at the same gay bar.
It's near Pine Gap. Yeah. So probably. So
that might be what it's called, Pine Gap.
Yeah, it might
it's like
be.
Gordon. It's like our Gordon's Ferry.
Yeah. It's supposed to be Pine Gape, but they couldn't afford the E on the sign. He's out there. He's out there.
We win. He said gape on his own,
but I didn't picture it. He's out there cartographing, and he's in his tent, like camping and working, and a blue light shines up from the inside of the Pine Gap base, like an intense blue light,
vertical.
You know, and I kind of picture
a lightsaber.
I don't know if it still does this, but like back in the day, the Luxor all night long would shine like that massive beam. Right. That even amidst all the noise, the light pollution of Vegas, you would still see that fucking light shining into the sky. So he's out there, an intense blue light shines up into the sky, and he drives over towards the base so he can get a better look at what's going on. He said about 300 meters, which is 1,000 real feet, above the ground,
that's way more than average for sure.
Yeah. That's an intense shaft. There's a large gleaming disc. So we're back to the UFO situation.
It's almost there. One letter off.
He says that a beam of light shines out of the UFO towards the ground and it hits a bunch of the radomes. Like the light focuses on several of the radomes. There's silence. All the light's gone. Another light, shines from the radomes to the craft and it goes back and forth, for 30 minutes. And it said every time the lights would shine from the radomes to the craft or back, the craft would spin faster and faster and faster and faster.
It's sexual. This is all sexual.
Until it finally
Some dude named Ray getting dome.
Yep.
Get a large vertical shaft.
It finally reached.
It's getting faster and faster.
It finally reached its climax and then flew straight up at an incalculable speed.
Like you would.
Exactly.
It's alien sex.
Yep.
It's high-tech sex.
So that's what the cartographer came back and reported to his bosses.
So I'm just minding my business, drawing maps.
Right. Then in 1984, five witnesses. And I think some of the stuff that I was looking at was that one of the reasons all these instances are happening in the 70s and 80s is in the 80s, they strengthened their perimeter and they made it harder and harder for people to get anywhere near Pine Gap.
There's just no way to not think about every word.
Yeah, but you should be able to see that shit from miles.
Right, for sure.
Something like that going down.
So five witnesses who reported the incident, but they wanted to leave their names out of it because they didn't want to get dragged into anything.
Yeah.
They said that they kept hearing, you know, about town, increasing UFO sightings above Pine Gap. So they get their Scooby-Doo on. They hop in the mystery machine and they drive out to see what they can see. But one of the things, and this is where I was unclear. It says they were getting reports that they were hearing stuff in town and they were getting reports. One of the reports said, quote, something big was going to happen at Pine Gap in the upcoming days. So I don't know what these reports
anonymous.
Are. I don't know
Someone
if they worked at Pine Gap.
Yeah.
Somebody had a leak.
I mean, there's 800 people out there.
Yeah.
There was seepage, all right.
Yeah. So they split themselves into two groups. They get into two cars and they come at the base from two different positions and they stake out the grounds for several days because they're waiting for this to occur. So three nights, nothing happened. On the fourth night, they That's said stamina. That a bunch of large military vehicles started to started to drive groups of workers in coveralls to the radomes at the base. So in the middle of the night,
you said Beagle, then coveralls.
That's right.
Right after you said it took three nights to come.
So as this was taking place, a pilar of licht suddenly shot up, suddenly shot upward from the ground to the sky. So basically
about
all I can picture is a bunch of minions.
Yeah.
So a bunch of vehicles drop off a bunch of minions in coveralls and they're buzzing around.
Those are the, overalls.
The coveralls. Coveralls. They're different.
Coveralls.
They're,
yeah. They're, minions wear coveralls.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So they get around the ray domes and they
coveralls
start
have a pouch instead of the chest pocket. That's they're right. Australian ones.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That pocket's much lower.
Well, coveralls are Australian rompers.
Yeah. That's right. That's
okay.
That's right.
I got a picture now. Yeah.
So they start to shine a light, out of the ray domes, up into the sky. And then the lights finally disappear. And then four diamond shaped UFOs and one cigar shaped UFO appear where the lights were. The pillar of light appears again and shoots the craft several times. And then the lights got so intense that you couldn't really see what was happening anymore. And by the time their night vision restored, the five diamonds and the cigar were all gone.
I'm trying to fathom, like, what could that be from a technological standpoint?
Exactly.
Like, is that a form of communication with another species? Like, are you flashing lights like some Close Encounters thing to communicate? Because we don't speak the same language.
Or it's some sort
of
test.
It's like Morse code mathematical thing.
Yeah, or some sort of test that they do on equipment.
Or you're transmitting information.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it?
If it's our equipment.
If it's our equipment. I mean, because come on. I mean, all the weird sightings at multiple bases all around the world that report shit like this. I just lean towards, it's some fucking top secret vehicle that no one fucking knows about and these people saw it. When I hear about the light thing, if this is a phenomenon that was repeated and reported on, I just, maybe the light is...
maybe it's measurement, like they're
measuring. Maybe it's an energy. Maybe it's an electrical source. Maybe it's fuel. I mean, maybe it's some sort of an energy beam. That's why they shoot them several times. They get faster and faster, and then they fucking skyrocket off. Like, maybe it's fueling them up to hit escape velocity. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything like that. I think it's probably testing equipment or something, and it's nothing weird. Like, it's whatever the facility has. They're doing something with that, and fucking... That's it.
It's like weird, people, no matter what.
Yeah, well, it's weird because we don't understand.
Yeah,
right.
I think if you were there and doing it,
clouds
you're
were
like, oh,
forming
it's
above
crazy.
It or something.
Yeah,
on that
so clouds. Yeah, I think I skipped over that part.
And cloud formations, which makes it even weirder.
Yeah, a strange cloud was forming high above the pillar of above and around the pillar of light.
I just
like
don't
a
know
donut
if I trust
cloud
these
around
reports.
The pillar of light. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's a bunch of drunk Aussies.
That. And I don't know, man. Like, yeah, it just doesn't sound.
But they stayed anonymous, right?
They did stay anonymous because I think
that
they probably
makes it even worse.
I don't know if that makes it worse because you didn't get anything out of it in credit. I mean, you're gonna sit around like.
I mean, neither.
And you started
neither
some
did
shit
the cops,
and sit back.
Neither did the other.
It's really
dudes,
hard like, to not be like, hey, I saw that. I'm the guy that saw that.
Yeah.
And get the credit for seeing. That.
I don't think this information's like just flying around town. Like, oh my God, Tommy, fucking, witnessed something, And everybody's talking about it. I don't know. I just don't see it like that.
So another incident is an airplane, 1975. I'm going to say it, looky-loos.
Rubberneckers.
Yeah. A bunch of looky-loos get in a plane because they want to do some flybys around Pine Gap and see if they can see anything weird. So they fly up there and out of nowhere, a large white object takes off from the base at a speed that the pilot has never seen before in an air vehicle. They said that it was so fast that by the time your eyes could focus on it, it was already completely gone. Mm-hmm. Because it was just moving that fast. Yeah. The plane kept flying, the pilot landed and reported the sighting. All of them were basically told they had to wait. Like they weren't free to leave the airport until investigators
Will Smith showed
to
up.
Them. Exactly.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee.
He showed him his wiener right before they flashed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, well, I thought that's it was supposed to be Tommy Jones. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm just gonna show you my dick.
Right. He has a diamond on the tip, and then they shine light
on it. That's right. And it's a giant cigar, so it all makes sense now. Yeah. It's just Tommy Lee's junk.
That's all they remember.
That's all it is. But the investigators basically showed up, took their story, and said, under no circumstances are you to discuss this with anybody. So some.
They're all, wait, the dick of the light.
How'd this come out then?
It's because it was fucking weak sauce Australian Men in Black.
Yeah.
Like, you need a good creepy American Man in Black, and then you're going to keep your mouth shut.
The Slender Man.
Yeah. With no
eyebrows.
Exactly. So the other things, like, those are the more mundane UFO things that occur.
Was there any, like, recent ones that you found? Like, that's like, what's, if there's different shit going on? Because if it's the same
There were like technology. Six locals that jumped over the fucking fence, right? To prove the perimeter's not any good.
Yeah, that.
They jumped over the fence and played pilgrims. Yeah, they like played guitar. And
yeah, that was the
Christian. Well, wasn't that the Christians against all terrorism? They did that. They were doing a protest.
I don't know the name of the group. I just saw six individuals.
I just know that they called themselves Peace Pilgrims, and they jumped over.
It says four broke into the facility and they were arrested.
Yep. That's the one.
I don't think you'd even hear about it here. I think if you jumped over Area 51, they would just fucking smoke you and you'd be gone.
Yeah.
They were like, well, we don't want to kill them and make martyrs of them. Like, I don't think that would happen. I think people would be like, fuck, don't do that. They'll kill you or imprison you.
So four of them hopped the fence. One of them was standing in front of the base holding up large laminated photographs of
alien babies,
woman laying in the dirt with her foot blown off
against a drone strike.
And then someone else, a sixth member of their team, showed up at Pine Gap days later.
This was in
2016.
Yeah,
was what I had.
That's really recent. Yeah.
But yeah, so the most hardcore are that they think that, like, the same conspiracy theorists that think that CERN is opening dimensional portals under Europe think that Pine Gap is opening dimensional portals under Australia.
Yeah. I mean, have you watched The Flash?
Yes.
Yeah. They open portals.
I watched one of those crazy top 10 robot voice videos and it said there's like soldiers on Mars or something.
Yeah. It's all part of it too. So
how could you prove there's not?
Right. Go through the portal and
see. We can't.
A guy named Richard Sauter wrote about all these claims in a book called Underground Bases and Tunnels.
He talks about all this.
Yeah, it does. But they say that they experiment with time travel and super soldier programs that take place in the future before the soldier is age reversed and sent back to the past.
Why does it have to be age reversed?
Because I think they start training them at Pine Gap right now.
Uh-huh.
And then like 20 years from now, they're such badasses from all the training that they're age revert. Like,
Send them back.
I take Brent, send him to Pine Gap. A day later, Brent's still at Pine Gap and everything's cool. But really, we took Brent, sent him deeper into Pine Gap where he trained for 20 years and didn't speak to anyone. So that Brent thinks he's not talking to anyone and he's completely cut off from the world. And he's
You lose 20 years of your life, but then you get it back.
But then you get it back because they send you back to the very moment that you started training
and
underground.
You're the fucking badass.
And you're the badass and you're young now.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. Sign me the fuck up. Yeah. I'm with that shit right now.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. Sign me the fuck up.
That's badass. That's badass.
I like that.
You sound like
we're so stuck on, like, you know, right now we don't have the technology or can't figure out time travel, but if we've already figured it out,
right,
then travel back is fine.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
I think we would have, figured it out, we would have fucked shit up so bad already. That's how I know we have.
Maybe we didn't though.
You think this world we live in isn't the world that's fucked up by time travel?
No, I think it would be super fringe fucked. Like, it would be buildings in amber.
You don't know if the butterfly effect's real though. Like, that's just a movie shit. You know what I mean? Like, it could not be. It could be you step on the...
Maybe the new timeline starts, it doesn't fuck us up.
So, like, maybe the world was fucked up. Like, way worse. Like...
That's my Jesus was
apocalyptic
time
times.
Yeah, that's my whole
And
theory.
Then fucking somebody came back and changed something, and then it and started the a new timeline. Yeah, and then fucking... So it's not as bad as it was.
Right.
Or we're going to get bad.
You mean Jesus Blaine?
Yeah,
Jesus.
Or Blaine. Jesus Angel. It'd probably be Chris Blaine. Angel would be Jesus if he's going to go back, walk on water and shit.
There are those guys.
But yeah, then the other big thing is that Pine Gap is where they do the CIA portals that open to Mars.
Fuck yeah, they do.
These would be the same portals, I'm guessing, that allegedly Barry Sotero walked through when he went to Mars.
Why is it always Mars?
Because it's
get your ass to Mars.
It's
get your ass to Mars.
Yeah, but if you have a
get your ass to Mars, get your ass to Mars.
It's inhabitable.
Get your ass to Mars.
It's inhabitable.
Get your ass to Mars.
It's in every grocery store.
Get your ass to Mars.
I like it.
That's why.
I stand corrected.
Exactly.
What else could I possibly say?
Get out of California.
Yeah.
End it.
So that's Pine Gap. I was expecting to see a lot more on the UFO tip because they keep calling it the Australian Area 50. But
there's
the
not other a ton of information on it. They've done well at keeping shit
that's
secret.
The thing. The other thing that's interesting to me is long about the time they did their big intelligence upgrade and security upgrade in the late 80s, early 90s, all those reports of shit just stopped.
Yeah.
The so longest video right when,
the same thing as like Area 51, you don't, nobody fucking still knows what's in there.
Right.
You
know but what I mean? The like, reports from Area 51,
all the people that work there,
there's more and more and more and more of them.
They probably yeah, but settled
there's
that
crazies
shit down.
Out there that mm-hmm. sit there and watch and like, oh, a cloud of dust came up. Oh, right. Fuck. Here comes the UFOs.
I
like,
bet they've moved on though now yeah, from probably. Area 51.
There's, it's yeah. just a yeah. blank facility.
Yeah.
I just think if you could make portals to Mars, you would make portals to somewhere else. If you had the technology to make a portal that would let you go to Mars, you could go to, they could find some other planet that was like,
you have to know where it's at.
Fucking
though.
Eden. I
they
know,
haven't
but
found it yet.
Unless the portal like, was already to Mars.
Or, yeah,
like, that's what
that's
they
true.
Discovered.
They opened that one
an
up.
An old portal
yeah.
from a
from
previous
Mars.
Civilization.
Yeah. Right. Like that's the only portal we got.
Yep.
Mm,
or maybe there's others, but
like
you
know, Stargate.
Go there.
They uncovered a Stargate.
Right, exactly.
And the other Stargates
you have
Mars.
To go through yeah. the other gate.
There's portals. We have to find them, though. Maybe that's right. what they're trying to do.
You know, exactly. some nerds built a full replica of Stargate?
Of course they
and
did.
It rotates and yeah, shit?
Of course.
Why wouldn't they have?
Doesn't even work, though.
Well, of course not.
The letters just glow blue and shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
Stupid.
So that's Pine Gap. I mean, at its most mundane, yeah. it's a radical top secret facility that is truly the backbone of American
spy,
intelligence gathering,
yeah.
like yeah. electronic intelligence gathering. It's not like fucking James Bond is sneaking out of there on a jet ski to go fucking assassinate a ninja. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of fucking nerds looking at the sky and picking up signals and sending the signals back to an
saying, yeah,
analysts
something.
In
yeah.
Hawaii and Maryland oh, yeah, and Langley sure. and everything else.
It does give you a pretty good example of why secrets should be secret sometimes though. Like for like, military purposes.
Yeah.
Now
it should be secret.
If we know this shit, everyone yeah. knows this shit, and they really will blow up Australia first.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's going to take out a third of our surveillance stuff.
Right.
It's yeah. where all of our
communications
are.
That's where Hitler fucked up.
Exactly.
He didn't take this out first.
Right.
Maybe there's a dome over the domes.
There might be. I'm sure. Well, the thing is, though, that's the problem is blowing it up because by the time you decide to blow it up, they already know you're
right.
planning to blow it
right.
up.
Yeah. If they had you know, time travel and they could go through portals and shit. It'd have some cool dome over that. Or some kind of ninja fucking shit.
Apparently
where the missile,
doors
a portal would just open, the missile would go through it, and it would land back in their own backyard.
Yeah.
It would right. blow themselves up.
it just puts it back
comes
over
right
there.
Back to them.
Yeah. That's
well, Australia, oh, shit.
They're like yeah. boomerang portals. It just takes it right back to them.
It might be. That's right. why it might be important to have that there.
Right.
Because you could have that base anywhere, really, but you have to have the boomerang portals.
Right.
That's the key.
I'm just stuck on the fucking age reversing time traveled super soldiers.
And
that's
anal
a really
sex.
Badass idea.
Anal sex
good
in
movie.
The desert.
Exactly. That'd be a dope.
It sounds like Terminator though.
No,
it's
exactly.
A little
what
bit.
It is. No. Pretty much.
Nothing at all like Terminator.
I don't know.
Did you watch Avatar? Not the stupid alien tails in the forest, fucking
the
flying in the sky
one?
And dragons. The Avatar Last Airbender.
No.
Damn. That's a kid's movie.
It's not though. Okay. I like it. Watch them all.
I know you're a big fan of Avatar.
Yeah, they're making Netflix is making like a whole series, like
have
I think
you
like three seasons, live action, like, and they're going to recreate it with real people.
They need to make Avatar'd. It's mm-hmm. like the Rain Man, but
oh, they abilities. Just announced the Russo brothers who do
Dustin
Guardians
Hoffman controls
of the Galaxy,
all mm-hmm.
who wrote and directed both Guardians of the Galaxy.
They wrote in it.
They wrote,
my shit's
they
rubbing
wrote
off.
And directed.
Okay.
Both Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
they're
going
to do the third one. They just signed with Netflix to do a live action Magic the Gathering series.
I did see that.
And they said that they're
I did see that.
They said that they're like super stoked about it because they've been playing Magic since it came out and that it's like a dream.
It's going
like
to be an anime
project. Oh, it is an anime.
It's
that's
an
right.
anime.
That's
yeah.
right. That means I'm less likely to enjoy it.
I'm sure there's some animes you'd like. So depending on
no,
how
are,
they do
there
it,
are.
How they
depends
do
on
it.
How they do it.
Yeah,
it's just anime isn't a style of animation that I'm crazy for. If it was just
me neither.
Animated.
Me neither. But some of the stories
like
are really
more.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
just the conventions of anime aren't my cup of tea.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
All right. So. Got prizes. Social media, episode 391.
Yeah.
Georgia Tan.
Yeah.
Bruce Bankhead. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Bruce. Yeah. Oh, Bruce give me some head.
Bruce Bankhead. I think
Busta Rhymes did a song about that. Give me some head. Is that did you grab it right there?
God damn.
Did.
Boom. The whiskey vision.
You grabbed the whiskey right out of it.
The Irishman Founders Reserve back in the day. Yeah. That was awesome. Hmm.
You set that there so you can try it.
Yes.
No, I promise.
Yeah.
I know a couple of them.
He's going to try it right for the next episode.
He's going to clink on the next episode with it.
I will. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So I'll clink to it. But he's going to win a t-shirt for sharing on Facebook. We really appreciate that. Thanks, on social media. Bruce Bankhead.
Bruce, the real Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Bankhead. He should change his name to Bruce Wankhead.
There you go. I was waiting for some kind of dick sucking joke, like Bruce Gives Head.
Yeah.
And he had something. So thank you to him. Also, thank you to our sponsors, El Yucateco Hot Sauce. You guys see Kaylee Short Stack Titties, whatever we call her. What do we call her?
Short Stack Titties.
German pancake titties.
She's married now or getting married?
Doesn't change. Jesus doesn't Christ. Change anything. She got
here's the thing. She got married yesterday.
She got married.
Her husband's gay. So we already know Mr. Date.
We don't even know his first name. So it's not. I don't have to feel guilty if I call her Short Stack Titties. Kaylee Firestack German Titties Fierstack? Husband. Yeah, what's his name?
Mike.
Mike what?
Fierstack.
Dave Francisco.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, that's her friend, dude.
So, but here's the thing. So they got married yesterday, correct?
Yeah, you marry your friends, right? So she married Mike.
So I'm...
Is her husband listening to this? Because he might be angry then.
I'm either troubled or honored.
Long way away, bro.
I'm either troubled or honored because they either did it yesterday.
Oh, they fucked
me. Oh, they did it yesterday.
Because they wanted it to synchronize with their birthday. So
I think...
With my birthday, so it was more special. That's option one.
Okay.
Option B, they did it on my birthday. On purpose so that they could steal my thunder.
It's like a humble brag, but it's more like,
hey, do you have that shit turned off on Facebook? Because the only way I remember birthdays is if it shows up on Facebook. And that shit did not show up.
No, you guys are assholes. It was on there.
Huh.
Yeah, you guys suck.
It's on there. So either way,
I'm not big on
whatever. The thing is, I'm still stuck on this wedding. They either did the wedding on my birthday to honor me, or they did it on my birthday to steal my thunder.
Well, I can tell you this.
And I don't know which one it was.
I can tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie.
Maybe it's an honor to steal your thunder.
So we met her.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee, Kylie. Kara. Kara. That doesn't even matter. We met her.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to throw it out there. She's the type of girl who gets so drunk on her wedding night.
And she tells bad jokes.
She doesn't fuck. Well, she does tell bad jokes, but she doesn't. She falls asleep. She didn't fuck. Like, they didn't consummate the marriage.
Yeah, probably. I could see that.
Hmm. I don't know.
You know what they did do? Have El Yucateco hot sauce on every table.
Oh, they did.
That was amazing.
They did.
And a picture of Derek Coleman.
Yeah, totally redeemed yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the way to go. I mean, if you're going to do it, you do it right. You know what I mean?
But I did want to give a quick...
You know, we've touched people's lives.
Quick birthday thing on the reel. Facebook, I've seen some people post these and they show up. Like when it was coming near my birthday, I got onto Facebook and a little Facebook bot popped up and said, hey, do you want to set up a donation for a charity for your birthday?
No.
And I was like, sure, why not? I'll do it. Because I looked through, I was like, probably not. And I looked through it and I saw that there was one for a suicide hotline. I was like, oh, my brother killed himself. I'll do it for suicide hotline. I set up a limit. It recommended a limit of $200. I put a limit of $400 and like it already got filled.
Nice.
And I set it, I moved it up to $777 because why not?
Right.
And last time I
checked. 777.
Yeah. Sounds like a good number. But I checked this morning and it was like
666.
It was like 560 or something.
It's getting up there.
And it's not even a ton of people. So I just want to thank the people who donated to it because that's kind of cool. Amy Colella, Roy Scarazzo, Valerie Arizmendez, Jeffrey Flake.
Oh, Roy.
Mary Llewellyn. AKA Rogue Leader, Tanya Leach, Arn Oftedal, Patty Larson, Tracy Grimes, Terry McGee, John Schultz. As of now, those are the people who donated. So that's not a lot of people to have come up with $560. So it's like, cool.
You're right.
Like, I really appreciate it.
For sure.
A couple of them are old high school friends
of
mine.
Now I know.
A lot of them are listening.
Now I know why Terry's eating Top Ramen and shit because he's donating to fucking Facebook.
No, I saw that and I was like, it was like extra dope because I know he's always broke and that meant a lot.
He's a patron right now too.
Yeah.
Means a lot.
So anyway, thank you.
I special ordered giant shirts for him.
Yeah.
And they have not come yet.
Fucking Terry.
I'm trying.
That was cool.
All right.
Anyway, we have a Skull Member of the Month.
I didn't finish the sponsors. Oh, we talked so much.
Go then.
We talked so much shit. Print Dirt Cheap. Go to printdirtcheap.com and get some printed goods.
Oh, gotta adjust my microphone.
God damn. You can save some money doing that by using code SOFAKINGPODCAST. also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. Jimmy D is one of our sponsors. He makes his own t-shirts, and you can buy those. He also makes our t-shirts available on our website. You can go to SOFAKINGPODCAST.com/shop.
I thought you were ringing the bell in your crotch.
It's me talking shit on my own mom over here, so you can't. I'm making my own distraction. So go check out Jimmy D's Tees across all social media. Go like his stuff. And I don't know. Did I give Ellie Cateco enough time there? We did. We talked about a whole wedding.
We did.
And then thank you to Digital Creations. Also, where the fuck is that card? There it is. We got a gift this week from El Capitan Salsa.
Watermelon, man.
Because we talked all that shit about. Oh, hey, guess what I found out?
If you're black and you're trying to stay fit, Drell Jones, watermelon, watermelon bubbly water.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I'm getting one next time.
Yeah, I am too.
Again.
Oh, there's only two. There's only one left. I'll drink a hot one if I have to. Hot watermelon. Watermelon's good, hot. That's how you get it, straight out of the ground.
That's true.
Just pick that shit up, eat it. Hot watermelon. I wonder if it works like a regular watermelon, because if you eat a whole watermelon, it's like taking a Viagra.
Is it?
Yeah. I think there's some process to it. You have to like juice a watermelon and mix it with lemon juice or something.
That's just someone trying to make you look like an asshole.
It's I get really mad when I try Fourth to of do July it, is and then coming I get up. Rock hard just trying to make it.
Fourth, yeah, 4th of July is coming up. Nice cold watermelon is always nice.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's always nice.
But thank you to El Capitan Salsa, Mike, who originally heard me talk his shit on the meat section at Smart and Final. We call him Back Alley Drug Deal Salsa. We're giving him a shout out because he gave us jars of salsa. It's
and
fucking
he came
delicious.
Through. We were asking where, where it's at.
We're talking
he
shit.
Came through.
And he showed up like a drug dealer and gave us another hit.
That's dope.
I took it to my aunt's 72nd birthday party last night, and that shit was gone. There was like two salsas, like some bullshit from Smart and Final.
That means
and
then pork his, chops tonight.
And everybody ate that.
Going on it.
But if you want, to try to buy this salsa, it complements some XXX. But you have to fucking you got to climb the mountain. Okay.
Right.
You have to climb the mountain. You have to email this motherfucker. Should I put his phone number on blast? I don't think I should.
He's got it on a business card.
He has it on a business card. Should I put this on the Sofa King podcast?
You have to email it or you have to give the phone number?
There's both on here.
Do it.
He's going to have to reorder business cards. He's going to get some fucking like...
Hey, what? He's going to get
hey, man, I want to get some salsa.
All right, man. Here it goes. So it's El Capitan Salsa. Oh, this is weak. He has a number after it. You got to come up with something else. It's El Capitan Salsa 17 at Gmail. Who's the
how many El Capitan salsas are there?
Yes, 16? You got to come up with a new name. There's 16 other guys that named their salsa that. That's not good.
Maybe that was
web
maybe he, maybe there were like 17 batches. Like the 17th batch was when he was finally like.
Let's get real though. Fuck that email because here's a real. This is a phone number. You have a line to his pocket.
Well, finish.
Don't give us your phone number.
I did.
If you don't want it to
it's
go
El Capitan Salsa 17 at gmail.com.
Okay, I didn't
it's
gonna
the
Gmail
be a, it's gonna be a rocket mail or some shit. Nobody got no rocket mills.
At AOL.com.
Could have been. I'd have made more shit talking. All right. 661 is the area code. 317-7771. How weird you said that 777 thing right
there. Oh, that's all coming together.
So, strange. 661-317-7771. Even if you don't want salsa because you're way too far away to get it, you should definitely fuck with him. Because he gave me a card and said to give him a shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name is Mike. Yeah.
That's a business.
If you're a hot girl, he's about to get married. He's engaged. You could send like some pictures
and girls like to
some
try
messages
and
that are questionable.
Take
if you want to make his girlfriend jealous,
men away from women. So
yeah, you
it's horrible.
Could, you can do that.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Dick pics, whatever. But that's his personal cell phone number. So
you can one up.
Thanks for the salsa.
You can one up Kaylee Dick Stacks and
stacks a dick.
Kaylee stacks on dicks and do his salsa with triple X.
She gives blowjobs like a pan
table.
Flute.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a pan flute. It just looks like a bunch of bamboo lined up.
Well, her superhero, her superhero name is The Flute.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, I don't know if that was a good thing I just did.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
We'll see how his phone does.
When she blows you, it hits different notes.
Yep, just like Zamfir.
Yeah.
Man, that's pretty funny.
Someone got my Zamfir reference.
I didn't.
No.
Mm-mm. Avatar.
It was. I was just going to say it wasn't on Avatar.
No.
Fuck me.
It's a good show, man.
Is it?
Yeah. You guys would like it.
I can't find any El Capitan salsas. I think they're all bullshit.
Maybe 17's something else. Maybe.
It's like Heinz 57.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. It's a 17.
You got 17 salsas. Yeah. Yeah.
It's his WD-40.
Right.
Yeah.
The best one was 15. Yeah. But he said
Baskin Robbins, 31 mm-hmm. flavors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's,
15 maybe is so good, you go mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It couldn't be released to the public.
Yeah.
You had to go with 17.
His cousin took a taste and went mad.
16 was rotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had to go to stick with 17.
Yep.
Yeah. All
right,
seven equals eight.
Yep.
Some Jim Carrey shit about to go down.
Anyway, so our school member of the month, Diana Inelsor Arena. she didn't talk to me. I usually, you know how this works, people, when you're school member of the month, you get chosen and, you know, I'll say a little something about you or whatever. And then for the month, you send me things like you send me biography, whatever you want about yourself, like right. just some stories, some fun times, mm-hmm. whatever. And then we talk about them on the show. She didn't send me shit. It's not like I'm hard to contact.
I made her shit list somehow because I said for a moment that I was going to help impeach her or something. Like, and I don't remember what the thing was.
So,
and so now it's just hashtag I love Dave Moten, and I'm on the Brad train over here now.
Yeah,
it's like Brent's all right now.
Yeah,
that's why I'm
okay.
At.
Yeah, Brad and Brent's okay.
Right,
I love Dave Moten, and Dave, for the record, did pick her.
Yes,
like a booger, but. You know, it is what it is. So, Diana Anzarino, what's her name? Diana Ann's not going to work here anymore. Yep. Sculpt member of the month. If you want to be sculpt member of the month, before the month's over, cause she is getting impeached. I'll see to it. We have signatures going around. We need 47 bum signatures. Finding ones that can read and write are hard to do. And surprisingly, they won't just sign shit.
Right.
Like, I don't know what it is. So 47 bum signatures.
Brad had to give away 37 cell phones so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free cell phones. There's competing at the welfare office. There's competing free cell phone booths.
Damn.
Competing free cell phone booths.
I know. What are they getting? That's like a government subsidized like cell phone plan thing.
Yeah.
So the government's already paying for the phone and the data that they're leasing through whatever provider. And then now what? They're getting something out of it. Because why would... They have multiple funding like that. You know what I mean? Yeah,
and they must be giving kicks. I think they're going to be crackhead soldiers.
Well, because what's the person get that signed you up for the phone? They must be getting $5 per phone or something, right?
They have to get something.
So then the government's paying for that. For what purpose? To what benefit is it to the government that the people get the phone? It's a service that's provided to make your life easier so you can try to get a job and have mm-hmm. fill out an application.
Well, it's the same. It falls under the same bill that passed years and years and years ago. That tried to ensure that every American can get a telephone line in their home.
Fuck off.
Because that's, you need it for civil communication.
Do you?
And now it extended
lifeline
to
self. Was,
yeah, the universal lifeline where you pay $5 a month for your phone or some shit. I had it all through college.
Right.
But I think it'd be cheaper to put out a payphone. Make payphones free.
No shit.
Just a put free a phone in, it's a line,
in case of emergency,
it has to be cheaper. Has to be. Anyway,
I'm just going to say
was president.
The things that our government spends money on, cell phones and regular phones for poor people are not one of the things.
They get expensive hammers. These hammers are like $14 million.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
$37,000 office chairs.
Yep.
Where are those? Because we need some.
Yeah, Brent needs one.
I do. This one's low rides. It's all.
Yeah. Nazi low rider.
Yeah. I did not see that coming. All right. That's all we got.
Anyway, that's it.
Yep.
If you're on the interwebs. You have one of those free phones, they got free internet,
mm-hmm.
you can get on over to Reddit and you can search us up at the r/r/ Sofa King podcast at the Reddits. Get on there. Dave's on there. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Won't be around too much longer, but we'll be on there at Sofa King podcast. Also, our personal Instagrams, I'm at Raised with Wolves. We have Sofa King Brent and Sofa King Dave. Also, check out the Captainist_SK quotes, Sofa King podcast art unofficial. I've been busy. I've been kind of off social media a mm-hmm. little bit, which is probably why I missed your birthday, Dave. I'm sorry. No, happy birthday.
Thank you.
He's like, fuck you guys. I don't care.
And he said, thank you.
He just brushed mine off.
You should have known, Brent.
Mine was expected.
Yeah. I am expected to forget it.
Yeah.
Right.
Max, I'm Mr. fucking Dory over here.
You think though, You think that? Why do you think you remember like crazy shit? Because Maxis makes you remember crazy shit.
Right.
Well, and he took away the birthday.
Well, maybe he did. Maybe Maxis fucked up.
All I know is October 9th, October 8th and 9th. That was the day that I lost 9 toenails on Mount Whitney. It's the only day I remember. It's one date. My birthday, February 6th. That's all. I have a little piece of paper in my wallet with my kids' birthdays.
Oh, that's fucked
up. And anniversaries and shit. This is what Maxis has done to me.
Yeah. Anyway, go on patreon.com /SofaKingPodcast to support the show, get early episodes, and get free shit. Well, not completely free, but free. It's just shit that gets sent to you that nobody else has unless they're a patron.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly, you're supposed to pay taxes on it.
What?
We send you a W-9. You're an independent contractor.
Do they? No. I wouldn't be surprised. That's why that had me stumped. So,
are you sucking or blowing, Dave?
He's sucking.
Yeah.
Also, check out the playlist on Spotify. Search Sofa King Podcast 2019 for the current this year's playlist. And you can get the end songs on there.
We're also live on Twitch.
Live on Twitch.
On Sundays, generally.
I'm twitchy.
Yeah.
On Sundays. Sundays at noon.
That's not true. It's just like, where are they at?
Don't be retarded.
Yeah. Heard you need some. True for the youth. Death for the faith. Meth for the base. Gas for the race. Set it out now. We pressing the stakes. It fall into place. A lot on my plate. Lie on my dick. Never give it a taste. We lifting the grace. We changing the states. We moving the case. We shooting the play. We aiming to kill. We picking the space. We laying the plot. We ain't never stop. 10 years in the block and I ain't never flop. Got the bag and heated up. Shit ain't never pop. Took some metal to my head. I never begged to drop. Man, you cats grew up with hell. Dog treats and kick dogs. Did that myself. Did that for me, but not me alone. They asked me for help. I can't tell them no. Too much. Y'all did too much on debut. Clout chasing, fake news. Y'all live by no code. Us working a no go. Too much. Yeah. Too much. Y'all did too much on debut, clout chasing, fake news. Y'all live by no code, us working a no-go, too much. A lot of people trying to claim they got next. Tell them got now, say they got reach. Tell them got rounds, facilitate the loss. Bodies not found, eyes glaze over, satanic sounds. Foreigns on the crown, choppers on the wing. Came to shut it down, we ain't here to play. Now we on the way, what are you gonna do? We are the people that's coming for you. They shooting every day, a lot to prove. I get it. They talk a lot of smoke in little rooms. They choke. They act hard in songs and talk crazy. Cool. But that's the difference between me and you. I don't talk just to say shit. I don't fake shit. I'm a complex replacement for everyday shit. I'ma change my whole brand up. Make you stand up. I'ma earn a couple merely. Make them feel me. That's too much. Y'all did too much on debut, clout chasing, fake news. Y'all live by no code, us working a no-go. Too much, yeah, too much. Y'all did too much on debut, clout chasing, fake news. Y'all live by no code, us working a no-go. Too much, too much. Y'all did too much on debut, clout chasing, fake news. Y'all live by no code, us working a no-go. Too much. Too much, yeah, too much, too much.